European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello everybody, welcome along to the European Football Podcast from William Hill. We've got another big week of action across Europe. We'll be hearing from Alex Dunn and Sam Norris along the way, but first of all, my name is Mark Walton, just filling in on this week's edition. We're short of hands here at William Hill this week, so I've been asked to step into the breach, but luckily Alex Dunn is alongside me, one of the stalwarts of the European Football Podcast game here at William Hill. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, wicked. Yo, 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 and all that. Yeah, good.
I'm not sure where that came from. But,
no, I'm not either. I think that's the hippest I've ever been.
And that's a worrying statement.
Yeah. No, all good, all good. I've had a lovely couple of weeks off taking in European football. In fact, that's a lie. I haven't done anything. But Sam Norris is not in today.
No.
Because he was at the darts last night, so he's at home.
I heard he got in at 4 a.m.
in bed. Oh, really? Mm. I saw him in a well-known chicken outlet at about 10:45, and he was worse for wear.
Right. So he's done well to last. Maybe the chicken perked him back up.
Quite possibly, although there wasn't much left. Anyway, that's a story for another podcast.
Welcome to the chicken podcast.
But yeah, so he yesterday did a lovely pre-recorded piece that we'll hear later, and he's focused on Sunday's games. So it was left to me to look at Saturday's games, of which, if I'm being brutally honest, we're lacking the quality, if you like. So I've got two games coming up at 7:45 that I'm going to do my best with, but I'll be honest with you, listeners, they're not the strongest bets I've ever put up on a European football podcast.
Mm. Yeah, the likes of Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid obviously playing on Saturday, but much earlier in the day.
And I think Gareth Bale might be back as well.
Is that right?
I saw that outside earlier. I've been quite busy today, but I think I saw he's in the squad. Whether he plays or not is another matter. But
yeah. There was talk of him being back in training in time for the Champions League second
yes,
leg, wasn't
so
it?
We may see him at some point. We'll wait and see. They're playing Espanyol Real Madrid. They're sixes on at 3:15 on Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
And there's decent games in Germany. Dortmund-Wolfsburg was one that I did look at. Bayern as well, who are at Hertha Berlin, potentially. But we'll focus on the two later games.
Potentially. No, they are away at Hertha Berlin.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Potentially a big price.
Did you?
2-5. I might have said that. No. If I didn't, that's what I meant.
Well, I can confirm they are away at Hertha Berlin.
They're potentially away. And we'll wait and see how that one pans out. But no. Yeah, I was going to look at them, but I'm not, which is a good job, because apparently I don't even know where they are. Somewhere in Germany.
Should we get stuck into the matches?
Yeah, we better.
Yeah. All right, we'll start in Spain as Sevilla play host to Eibar. Sevilla 8-15 in the market. The draw is 3-1. Eibar are 6-1 in the market here. Sevilla sitting in third place in La Liga, going great guns, bidding to qualify for the Champions League next season. Of course, they're in Champions League action later on in, next week, I suppose it is, against Leicester City. Eibar, though, outdoing themselves, really. A lot of people would have expected them to be further down the table, currently sitting in seventh and perhaps harbouring one or two ambitions of making a Europa League place themselves. So could be quite a good game, this.
Yeah, quite possibly. Eibar have been fantastic so far this season. They're pretty good to watch. And they've been picking results up, particularly of late. Since the winter break, they've really picked up. Yes, they got tonked by Barca, but the last three games, 3-1 win against Deportivo, 4-0 win even at Valencia, and then a 4-0 win at home to Granada. Now, granted, the last two aren't much to shout about, even though Valencia are a big name. Their performances haven't really been up to much, and Granada are, in my opinion, the worst side in that league. But they're still beating them, and they're beating them comfortably. But they do come up against a Sevilla side who are, once again, pretty formidable at home. The issue for Sevilla is always their away form. They've actually picked that up a little bit so far. Well, I say a little bit, that their away form's been brilliant so far this season, Sevilla. Won 6 of 12 coming back to last season. They didn't win it at all away in La Liga. But, I mean, you said they're in the hunt for the Champions League. They're still in the hunt for the title, Sevilla. They really, if you're considering Barca as credible title contenders, then you've got to factor Sevilla in. Before the start of this weekend, they're 3 points behind Real Madrid, but Real have got two games in hand. They're only 2 points behind Barca, and they've both played the same amount of games. So Sevilla will certainly be looking at this as an opportunity. The only side that have beaten Sevilla at home this season is Barca. Real Madrid have played them as well. They lost there. I think Sevilla have to be the bet here, and I'm surprised to see them quite as big as they are. People may be factoring in the fact that they have got a big Champions League game coming up.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But I don't think that's too much of an inconvenience. Let's bear in mind, this is a side that have dominated the Europa League in recent years. They're used to the rigours of European football through the course of a whole season. So I don't see why that should be much of a problem. Eibar, as I said, have been fantastic recently. They're not quite as good away from home as they are at home. But that still isn't too much to be upset about, if you like. They went to the Bernabeu and they drew earlier this season. Eibar are having a great season, but I just can't get away from Sevilla at 8-15, to be honest. It's probably just about the right price, but normally Sevilla are considerably shorter than that at home. And though Eibar are outperforming themselves so far this season, I see no reason to oppose Sevilla here.
Yeah, it's not as if Sevilla are playing this game and then heading to England, is it? They're at home as well in the Champions League, so they've got plenty of time to rest up and prepare for midweek. A few enhanced odds offers that we'll mention while we're here as well. Ben Yedder to score, Sevilla to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-0. That was 9-2, that's now 5-1. Sevilla to win and both teams to score was 15-8, that's now 9-4. And anybody leading towards Eibar, Sergi Henrik to score in an Eibar win, that was 8-1, that's now available at 9-1. Henrik was a tip of mine on In Play earlier in the week. I tipped Eibar to win and Henrik to score against Granada, which duly landed, Alex. It was one of my greatest ever In Play moments.
Who's duly landed? I would just urge a bit of caution with one of those enhanced odds, because as we record this on Friday afternoon, we've got that enhanced Sevilla to win, both teams to score, was 15-8, now 9-4. Great. I'd back that, to be honest. I think that's fine. But just underneath it, you've got match luck, both teams to score, Sevilla to win at 19-10, which is neither of the prices quoted above. So take that 9-4. Take the enhanced one, because it is obviously much better anyway. And I don't mind that, to be fair. The outright selection is going to be pretty dull, and it is just going to be the 8-15 on Sevilla. But I think if you are looking for a bit more value, I would go with both teams to score, because Eibar are scoring plenty. They're not letting in that many, to be honest, but I think that they will lose this. So Sevilla and both teams, if you are looking for a bit more value, but otherwise will be pretty dull. We'll stick to the 8-15 on Sevilla, and you can stick it in an acca if you'd like. And hopefully we can... I just can't see past Sevilla.
Okay. Acca Insurance, Acca 5, of course, available here at William Hill. So if you have an accumulator with 5 selections or more, and it can be in any sport, and one selection lets you down, then you get your money back as a free bet.
And after we've spoken about the second game we're going to speak about, I'm going to put forward 5 selections across Europe in this weekend and see if we can have a winner with Acca 5.
Cool. Let's move on to Serie A.
Groovy.
Italy, then.
You joined me. Wicked.
What has happened?
Sick.
We've gone to the early 90s in this studio. Empoli against Lazio is where we go next in Serie A. Again, a 7:45 p.m. kickoff UK time on Saturday evening. Empoli 9-2. The draw 11-4 and Lazio are 7-10. Lazio are 6th in Serie A on 44 points at the moment, so just outside of those European qualification places, but they're not too far away from Inter Milan and Atalanta, who sit directly above them on 45 points. It's probably a stretch to think that they may get involved in the Champions League arguments. Empoli, on the other hand, down the other end of the table, in 17th, so you would normally say have to look over their shoulder in terms of relegation, but there is a gap back to Palermo, who are 8 points behind Empoli going into this game. So they'd rather be looking up than down. I don't think they need to look down too much. But Lazio's a tough old opponent here.
Yeah, Lazio are a side who, if we go back to last season, well, any season really, Lazio are a side whose home form is generally good enough to get them into the Champions League, you would have thought. But it's their away form that really lets them down. And that's where the likes of Napoli and Roma, who are far from superb away from home, but that's where they get the advantage on Lazio. Lazio's away form this season hasn't been too bad. They've only lost 3 times on the road. 5 wins and 3 draws. And they come up against an Empoli side who are the lowest scorers in the division by a ridiculous distance. They've only scored 14 goals in 24 games, which is really, really rubbish.
Poor.
Yeah. But it speaks volumes that they're actually fairly comfortable from the threat of relegation, as you said. Yes, they are just looking a little nervously over their shoulders, but defensively they've been okay. They've only conceded 5 more goals than Lazio coming into this. So I just don't want to back Lazio at the price that they are, to be honest. Or more, I think the correct way of putting that is Empoli at 92 are just too big for me to ignore. Now, we've said that they don't score many. I really like Empoli 1-0, which is 12-1. Their last two wins have been 1-0. They've actually been in good form at home since the start of December. Prior to that, pretty disappointing. But then they've managed to just get a bit of form against weak sides. Cagliari, Palermo, Udinese, and then the draw with Torino last time out at home. But I've just got a sneaky feeling for Empoli here. Now, you can play it whichever way you want. You can back them at 92, which I would advise. I think that will be the selection, is just on the outrights, Empoli at 92. But you can also get involved with potentially the draw no bet or the Empoli plus a goal, which is 23-20. The draw no bet is 11-4. Even Empoli plus two goals at 7-20. You've even got a Lazio win by a goal there. Yes, it's short. It's around about 1-3, isn't it? But it still isn't too bad as far as I'm concerned. If Empoli are going to win this, I do think it will be close. So Empoli 1-0. Empoli and unders, that's available at 7-1. But at the same time, if you're backing something at 7-1, you don't want to be let down by the odd goal here or there when you could back it at 9-2 just on the outright. So Empoli on the outright, 9-2, will be the selection. But I just think Lazio are not particularly good value here. And Empoli, who have found a decent bit of form at home, could really ease those relegation potential worries, thoughts, with a win here.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah, some words like that. But I just think that they're a little bit too big.
All right. So you're just playing Empoli?
Yeah, just
simple. Keep it simple.
Quite simple. But I do like the 1-0. But I couldn't possibly put that up as a outright selection. It's just if you are having a bet, the 1-0, I think it'll give you a little bit of interest.
I was just looking to see if they had the first goal, the correct score groups that we sometimes do.
Oh yeah,
we do it for the UK match. I'm not sure if they do it for the likes of Syria.
They may come on a little bit later on the console, but
one of those is usually 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1,
which would appeal.
Yes,
in this one, but I just think Empoli 92, that'll do for me.
All right, so your little double there. Comes to 7.43-1.
I don't mind that. And Empoli would be the nap for me this week. I know it's from limited number of games, but I'd have a go with them. I think 92 is too big. Too big to ignore anyway. But we'll hear from Sam shortly. I'm just going to just fill for 30 seconds, Mark, while I get this act together. Would you like to sing for the listeners?
What can I sing?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a song that would be relevant to the European Football Podcast. The Champions!
Oh, no. Oh, you haven't.
Please delete that. Please.
You've not come on my podcast and sang the Champions League.
It's the only thing
really,
I can think of that was
really
remotely European.
Badly.
I'm not a singer, Alex. I'm a podcast
presenter. I'm sorry. Well, I'm nearly there with the acca. So
if only you'd have prepared before we came in here.
Sorry. I've been doing other stuff.
Professionalism.
I've done the punt, actually. Plug the punt.
The punt. Yes, the punt is available now. Alex Dunn is as unprepared in that as he is in this.
Oh,
so it's,
no.
It's quite a listen. It's Alex joined by the usual pair of Derek McGovern and Tom Kerwin, of course. It's available now on audioboom.com. It's on the William Hill website as well at news.williamhill.com. You'll find that on there, along with the FWA podcast, which went out today, and plenty of other podcasts as well.
What is ACCA 5, Mark?
ACCA 5, Alex, is an accumulator, and you can have five selections from any given sport that you can think of.
Okay.
And if you have those five selections and only one of them lets you down, it's usually very frustrating, but in this case, you get a free bet and you can have another go.
And let's not forget that they have to be 1-5 or bigger.
Yes.
Which is important because the likes of Barcelona, Real Madrid, if you have them in, you will not qualify for ACCA 5 insurance on this occasion. So, this is just an example. I've put five together. Bayern Munich away at Hertha Berlin, 2-5. Sporting Lisbon at home to Rio Ave, 2-5. Roma at home to Torino, 4-9. PSG at home to Toulouse at 2-9. And Feyenoord away at Ado Den Haag at 2-7. Those five together comes to 3.44-1. But, of course, you have the insurance there. It's just an example. You can go with whatever you want, and as Mark said, across any sport that you want. But when you put those shorties together, you would fancy all five of them, or typically, or games like that. I think you'd be a bit unlucky if you got more than one wrong, if you like. So it is good in that sense. Yes, it's short price, but it's not risk-free by any means, but it just gives you that
bit
of insurance.
Lesser risk.
It gives you the insured. Yeah. ACCA 5 insurance. So there you go. So to sum up, that's the ACCA 5. Empley the nap. Sevilla a good bet. Shall we hear from Sam Norris now?
Yes.
Here's Sam on Sunday's action.